Chelsea are too strong for Man City and they beat them 2-0. Liverpool are too strong for Bournemouth and so they go top of the league. And Romelu Lukaku says he is too strong for himself or something like that. You're listening to In Air Plane Repair. The festive season is upon us, and you are listening to a festive edition of the In Air Plane Repair podcast, the most uncensored, unedited, and unprofessional festive football podcast anywhere this festive season. Joining me today to discuss the festive fixtures so far. Back, we missed you last week. The only one of us who has coached a team, and the only one of us with psychology expertise, it's Jasper Khawaja. Hello.
Yeah, it's good to be back. But I am the one that's done it all, can I remind you?
So what else have you done?
I've been a fan on the road, I've played at the highest level, I know I'm a pundit.
And you're a dickhead.
And you're a
dickhead.
Whoa! There we go. Making up his Twitter ensemble on the Skype phone, from Sheffield, UK, it is... the only one of us who's played the game at the highest level, Luke Stepper, is here. Hello, Luke.
Hello, it's great to be here.
How, we haven't had a Twitter update in a while. How's it going, lads?
I don't know, Jasper?
Very little activity, actually, from us, I think. We're going to pick it up over the festive period, I think.
Yeah, again, okay. It's the calm before the storm.
Yeah.
Although, I think our whole Twitter life so far has been the calm before the storm, but that's...
it's all calm.
The storm is really coming.
It's bubbling,
We're going to start some utter shit on Twitter soon.
Okay. I look forward to that.
Yeah.
And he's our fan on the road. He plays football, but it's not his job. He knows about the Nations League. It's at the J Doggy Dog is here.
Welcome, Johnny. Yeah, thank you.
Wow, that is some introduction. All right, let's get started. Chelsea 2, Manchester City 0. The Invincibles are not going to be invincible. Are they as good as we all think they are? Manchester City defeated, Jasper.
Yeah, they are as good as we think they are. I actually thought they were really good in the first half. They created a few pretty good chances that on a clinical day they'd have been 2-0 and that would have probably put the game to bed. As it was though, I suppose the thing is, Chelsea nicked the goal and then the second half, City were a bit flat. They just, It was a lot of side to side. I think without maybe De Bruyne, they missed someone.
Maybe Aguero as well.
And Aguero. Like someone they can just give the ball to. Who can really like take the game?
Yeah,
like Sterling gives it a go. To be fair, but it just felt a little
devoid
bit
devoid of ideas.
Yeah,
it's a bit strange. Odd. At this point, I'd normally go to Otto_Wolf for perhaps a stat or a point, including a stat. But alas, not this week. So I'm going to come to our fan on the road, Johnny. What a performance by Chelsea!
Yeah, I actually only saw the first half.
So okay.
So apparently they were good in the second half. And some good defence in the first, I guess.
Well, we were talking before. In the week, of course, defeated by Wolves. Sarri said they're not the finished product, but he called for a response, and he got a response.
Yeah.
Especially from David Luiz, I
found. Yeah, I suppose that's the thing. He cost them, hasn't he, in a couple of big games this year. Man United and the Spurs game, he was awful as well, wasn't he?
Yeah.
But this shows, I suppose... Sarri's backed him, and his ability on the ball is very good. Like that pass that led to the first goal,
His header,
really
Luke,
good.
As someone who's played the game at the highest level, just how hard is it to do a header like that, David Luiz header?
I imagine it's a little bit easier if you're as tall as David Luiz is. from my 5'7" perspective, that we're looking at the impossible right there. But no, because like it's not even like he's coming onto the ball, like he's moving out away from goal and he's using his neck to like flick it back towards, and all the elasticity in his hair as well has gone to good use. That probably, I don't know what effect having that much hair would have on heading the ball, but whatever effect it does, he's either not let it get to him or he's utilised it well.
Yeah, I always do wonder about the hair actually, because like you think, if you're obviously a sprinter, you don't want that kind of hair.
Like, Sane kind of has quite a lot of hair. I know he is obviously the fastest player in the league, but would he be faster if he cut off his hair?
Wow. Well, he did have braids, didn't he, in the summer? Yeah. But then that was actually his downfall. He started the year really badly.
Too fast.
Maybe.
It'd be like a Samson situation.
Yeah, I suppose that's what we're talking about. Story. Although, did you hear... You know Fellaini pulled Guendouzi's hair?
Yeah.
You know what Guendouzi said about that? He was like, maybe he's just jealous because he cut off all his hair.
Luke, how are you feeling about, I know we're talking about the City game, but Fellaini post-hair chop, is he a changed man?
Changed on the football pitch, changed in the public eye, changed off the pitch.
In his relationship with his wife, you know, something like that.
I think that's really suffered. I prefer him with the hair, because it kind of let you imagine that he's not a total thug.
Yeah.
Even while he goes around elbowing people in the jaw. But now there's no hiding it. He's a scary man and he's out to hurt people on the pitch.
So I guess maybe Man City, do they need a plan B?
Well, a plan B. Well,
no, the thing that's always said is just execute plan A better.
But,
isn't it? That's always the response.
So who are they got in the Champions League tonight? They're gonna get everything.
I think tomorrow.
Yeah.
And they already qualified.
They
as
are
well,
already, right? But they're gonna just
Hoffenheim.
They're gonna wank Hoffenheim off, aren't they? They're gonna.
Who have they got the weekend in the league? Do you know?
We'll come to that.
Because they'll hammer them.
They will.
Whoever it is.
We tweet us.
we
send you our condolences. All right. Well, so they are no longer at the top of the table because Liverpool have kept up with them all the way and dispatched Bournemouth 4-0. Can Liverpool win the league?
Well, because I think it was kind of funny because I only saw the first half of the City game and when they went 0-0 down, I actually said this actually proves they're going to win the league because I was so convinced that they would come back and win the game.
Yeah.
But which obviously didn't turn out well. But I don't know. I think it's going to be hard for Liverpool to do that.
I think it is. One thing Liverpool have to... Man City have played all of the top six now and Liverpool are playing Man United next week. So
Man United aren't in the top six.
But they are...
The big six.
We're looking at the table right now.
Oh, Man United are in the top six.
Yeah, because after their 4-1 victory over Fulham...
Ah, fair enough. So this is the top six now.
This
We've
is it.
Finally settled.
It's taken us 16 games, but we're here.
Well,
can Liverpool win the league, Jasper?
Yes, they can. It's still unlikely, but they can. I think the main thing is about this defensive turnaround.
Oh yeah.
I think they've conceded the least amount of goals. Out of any club ever at this point.
Six goals,
which is
16
remarkable,
games, which is quite incredible.
I mean, they were saying, I saw Gary Neville last night saying it's not just Van Dijk. Alisson actually has made some really big saves.
In fact, the last time they scored, he was very good at the weekend as well, and in the midweek.
What really made me laugh was Gary Neville even went back to the Demba Ba goal again, the Gerrard slip, and said, "I've always been afraid to say this because it's so emotional for Liverpool fans." But I actually think the keeper should have saved it.
Really?
And he was like, Alisson would have saved it. Because it does go through his legs. It's a bit of a scuff shot. And
does it? It's Mignolet.
Yeah, I mean, no one... And then they were showing all of Mignolet's, like, flapping.
Oh, yeah.
So that year, they probably would have won the league if it was like...
Alisson has an extremely higher save percentage. And also, Liverpool have only conceded... they haven't conceded more than one goal in the league since April in a game.
Wow.
There you go.
Whereas the rest of the top six have in this month of December. Salah scored a hat-trick, Luke. He looks back to his best.
He does. Yeah. Looking good. Because for a while it was like, you'd look at him and he'd get the ball and he'd never really do anything with it. And you'd think, oh, was it just, you know, did he just have one good season and now he's just going to be a little bit... But he's looking good again. Good. Just nice goals.
The third goal was skill and determination.
And just all of that good stuff coming in. Like, gets Stanton on the heel, really looks in a lot of pain. Still puts it in the bottom corner. Also, that one we went around Alisson twice. After he went around in the first time, like he was really struggling to get the ball back under control. But then he went around him again and put it past the defenders on the line.
Yeah, how do you feel about that?
What's another goal?
It was the rebound.
Yeah.
We were slightly offside as well.
But good alertness, good awareness.
Yeah, yeah.
And an assured finish, even though it should be getting stuck away.
Mm.
Does anyone know what was behind the celebration? Just the, like...
The lack of celebration.
Well, I've always thought with him is that the angle of his arms when he celebrates will tell you, like, what form / mood he's in.
Because okay.
He was doing this, the arms kind of low down by the side when he's like... Obviously, if he's in really shit form, no arms at all. But then, at the end of last season when he was banging them in, arms would be right up high like this. And recently the arms have kind of been down by the side. I don't know.
I don't know whether it was like a response to criticism.
Yeah, perhaps.
Maybe a bit like, yeah, this is what I do.
Perhaps. A nice gesture at the end there, Johnny. Him giving the Man of the Match award to Milner. What do you like? Do you like to see that as a fan?
Yeah, it's quite nice. I mean, it's kind of weird though, isn't it? Cause it's like Man of the Match award. But it's because it's his 500th.
Yeah, 500th. At right back, he played as well.
I mean, the thing is, the Man of the Match award is kind of weird anyway, because it's just chosen by a commentator.
I know! So I didn't even realise that the other week.
Yeah.
So there was I don't know, Wolves of the weekend, whoever they were playing? Newcastle, was it?
Yeah.
I didn't see them, I only saw the end of the match, but the commentator gives Man of the Match to some Newcastle defender. Yeah. Then Wolves score with like,
yeah, you're like, oh, that's so weird. Doing 5 minutes before the end.
Yeah, why do they do that as well? Just go to them right at the end.
Maybe they've got to get it ready. They need time to get it ready. It is dumb.
Yeah, it is weird.
It's also dumb how it's not. It's just like Steve McManaman. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I guess someone. You don't want to make it too much of a procedure, like vote on it. I mean, it's just a bit.
You could. I bet they could easily do a public vote, but it would just be ridiculous, wouldn't it?
Yeah, like the home fans.
Yeah.
It's like on Match of the Day when it's goal of the month, and it's just if your team
who's got the most
played
fans.
Shit this week and no one's watching, you're not going to get it. We could talk about that game, maybe. Benitez said that we need VAR now. Luke, do we need VAR now?
I mean, the need now is quite strong. I think it would be good to have it, but like don't bring it in the middle of a season. So it'd be nice to have it soon. Also, his arguing around that was kind of wrong because his player like did foul a guy who was in on goal. So I mean, VAR wouldn't have helped him then, but it would be a good thing to have in general.
Anyway, yeah. Also, I guess it's not fair if it comes in now.
It's weird, but they're doing that in the champ. Well, I suppose it's
not
fair. You say it's not fair, but surely it is.
No, but it's unfair. Like, there's been an unfair distribution of fairness.
But do you think, so if we keep it uneven, if we keep referees making the decisions alone, will it even itself out? Is that old
saying?
That's
the old. Yeah,
it's more likely to even out over the whole season than it is over half a season, statistically.
Yeah.
But if we have VAR...
So it might actually, over the whole season, be more fair not to bring it in now.
But then you get the whole thing where lower clubs say that they always get the harsher end of it, don't they?
But...
So if it was brought in now, that would surely just help them.
Oh, so actually it's just unfair on the big clubs, is what you're saying.
So the
but it's already unfair for the big clubs.
It's unfair, yeah.
You could tweet us. Is it unfair for the big clubs? Is it unfair? Is it unfair for the little clubs? Is it uneven distribution of fairness?
Maybe you could say that if your home game, you're more likely to get a biased ref.
Yeah.
So then you'd be missing out on that. But then that's kind of weird. I feel like you could bring it in halfway. It'd be all right.
I don't know, because it's like... Because the light's just magically turned off and the ice back on. I don't know. We'll have to leave that one open to you, many listeners at home. You can tweet us. Do we need VAR now? What else is there to say? Luke, Manchester United 4, Fulham 1. Before we get to Lukaku's overly large muscles... what do you have to say about that? Man United back where they belong, sixth place.
8 points behind.
Well, it's good, you know, it's good to see them win. And they played well and scored nice goals as well. Like all of their goals are pretty decent. Mm. Maybe Rashford's one like shouldn't really have gone in, but it was still a nice shot. And the other three goals, the two like middle goals matters, and Lukaku's nice team play. I mean, you should really be beating Fulham. They're a little bit naff, and have conceded like 40 goals already. And then I guess they still conceded against Fulham, which not great. But probably was a penalty, I would say. It's not nice, but
would you rather
indicative of anything greater than they can beat Fulham.
Would you rather they lost and Mourinho was sacked?
No, I don't think so. That would really hurt, you know, losing to Fulham.
But then Mourinho's gone. Or are you warming?
Well,
are you warming to him?
Just on that.
8-0.
If they'd lost 8-0 to Fulham. But the thing is, that would be him get sacked, but also that would be like a historic Premier League moment for like
fine.
It would always be able to go back to, you remember when Fulham were absolutely horrendous and they battered Man U 8-0. So maybe that's too high a price to pay for Mourinho again.
Perhaps. Okay. What do you make of... in fact, before I come to you about this, I'm going to go to Jasper because he's coached the team and I spent a lot of time on the injury table himself.
I have,
yeah. So, knows his way around a football player's body, you could say. what do you think about Lukaku's claims that he's too muscly to play for Man United?
I think he actually said, didn't he, that he came back after the World Cup too big. Right? And I think he's quite self-aware in that judgment, because I'd agree with it.
It's taken him quite a long time to realise.
It has. I actually thought it for a little period, maybe 2 or 3 years back, about Ronaldo as well, after like a pre-season, that he really bulked up. And they lose that bit. Like, it's football, it's not rugby.
Yeah.
You've got to remember that at the end of the day, folks. It's football. And I think you see it down in the lower leagues more, where they just map like Akinfenwa style. He's just built, isn't he? And that's kind of fine because he's not that great at moving anyway. But Lukaku needs to be sharp, doesn't he?
So he can't move as quickly because he's got too much mass.
He needs to be a bit leaner.
Why is it for Belgium? It's fine to be a tank.
So is that what you said?
So am I. Pretty sure. Yeah. You can tweet us if that is incorrect. And if it's actually correct, just tweet us, because no one ever tweets.
I find that weird.
How much of a gap was there between the end of the World Cup and get back to club football?
It's like a month, wasn't it?
Yeah, maybe less than that.
Because I was assuming he was saying he didn't do the right, get quite the right like pre-season fitness balance, and just got too big in that period. But
Perhaps it was.
Yeah. That's what I assumed he would have meant.
So are we now
unless he explicitly said something about like it was fine being big for Belgium.
So Luke, as someone who pretends to be a Man United fan, like honest opinion, are you impressed with Luke? Like we've had a season, nearly two seasons to assess him now, haven't we?
A season and a half, right?
Yeah. If you're a Chelsea fan, a Man United fan, do you feel happy with Lukaku's contribution?
No. I think if you want to be a top team, you have like he's clearly a very good player, but he's not good enough to be the person they're looking for most of their goals.
Mm.
So
if you're listening to this, Romelu, slim down. Johnny, a relegation dogfight, if you can call it that, if it's not too early. Cardiff City 1, Southampton 0. The new boss, whatever his name is, we don't know, we don't care. Do you care?
What's he called? The Austrian Klopp, I've heard.
The Austrian Klopp.
Should we call him that?
Austrian Klopp. Defeated in his first outing against Cardiff. Anything to say about that?
Well, he hasn't had long, has he? It's 48 hours. I think it'd be harsh to judge him on that. He seems like a nice guy from his interview. But I didn't see the game.
Where the goal was going to come from for Southampton?
Cardiff are frighteningly high. I don't like that.
Well, now you see, the thing is, it's like they've won three of their last five.
But there's like 7 points to the next place as well.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
There's a definite,
so we've got a top six
top
and a bottom
middle
six.
And the bottom.
Yeah, we got a bottom six on our hands now.
In the middle
so
eight.
So for those of you who aren't looking at the table, that top six reads Crystal Palace, Burnley, Huddersfield, Southampton and Fulham. Yeah, it's the kind of thing, you know, you win two games, you're up to, you're at the top of that bottom six.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Cardiff maybe, Southampton, do they have what it takes to stay up?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I think they do.
You think they do? Luke, do you think they do?
Wait, Southampton are the team with three identical strikers, aren't they?
Yeah.
They've got...
Who seem to have all gone missing.
Yeah. I see Charlie Austin was playing in that game.
Excellent analysis.
But wait, the other two weren't even on the bench. So, do they even have them still? Are they on loan somewhere?
Oh, they've still got Shane on somewhere.
They can't be.
I think the nice thing about being this low and having a new manager this early is they do have quite a bit of time. They can put their own methods in place, and then in the last 10 games you get 4 or 5 wins, you're fine. Because no one else is really winning around you, you actually have bizarrely a bit.
So it seems that everyone at the bottom is improving. Like, I feel like Burnley seem to have sorted themselves out. Fulham's got the new manager.
Do you think Fulham are improving?
Well, they beat Southampton. They played all right.
I guess Burnley
Chelsea.
Did win. I mean, that's a rare,
Burnley
okay,
won,
that's a rare event. One thing I did want to say, actually, I thought this was just unbelievable. Bournemouth, before the weekend, were in sixth place, having lost 4 of their last 5 games.
Yeah.
Mm.
And now they are, which is just unbelievable.
Yeah.
Well, the top five are just far ahead.
It's always quite fun to do who's going to be top at Christmas. So, Luke, who's going to be top at Christmas?
How many more games are there before Christmas?
Probably like 10,
I think. I think before Christmas, I don't think there's any 2, maybe.
Is it only 2?
Let's have a little look.
I reckon.
Yeah, there'll only be 2 games before Christmas.
Yeah, I think, so Liverpool have Manchester
United. Do you count Boxing Day games?
No, you can't.
Boxing Day's after Christmas.
So basically what I'm asking you is really, are Liverpool going to be... Because we know Man City are going to win their next 2 games because they're going to be angry and they're going to play shit teams. Are Liverpool going to beat Wolves at Wolves and then, more excitingly, before that, what's going to happen next weekend at Anfield?
Are you just trying to find it?
I don't want to answer either way, because either Man U are getting dicked by Liverpool or Man City are going to be top.
That's a sad life.
And it's not even... It's hardly mathematically possible
just
for Tottenham to
give us an answer.
Just forget your allegiances to Manchester United. Just tell us what you think is going to happen.
I think Liverpool are going to be top.
Wow. Okay, you heard it here first from a Man United fan's mouth. That means they're going to beat Man United. Do you see that happening, Jasper?
Yeah.
You do? I can see a Mourinho coming there.
I can see
1-1.
A draw, actually.
Nil-nil it could
see
be.
A draw.
This Man United team can turn up on occasion.
On occasion.
And when I say turn up, I don't mean win. I mean frustrate good teams.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you can tweet us. Normally we go to a quiz at this point, but as our quizmaster Otto_Wolf is unfortunately absent,
I actually have a few complaints about the quiz. I wasn't here for the quiz.
The quizmaster's not here to hear them, Jasper. So
yes, Ben.
You're just preaching to thin air.
I don't. I'm preaching to our many listeners. Tweet us if you think last week's quiz should be abolished from
the
history books. Yeah.
Because you weren't there?
Yeah, and it was ridiculously easy.
Oh, no, we thought...
You had a 50-50 chance on every question.
We thought it would be a good incentive to get everybody to turn up every week onto the pod.
Yeah, it's like you forfeit. You forfeit your quiz.
To be fair, you always say, play along at home and tell us how you do. Yeah. I was playing along and I was doing pretty well. Can I...
I'm
do you trust me?
I'm afraid there's no way of independently verifying your answers. So, no.
That's discouraging our followers from tweeting in at all.
Well, no, because they're going to be on our table. They can't get real points on the table.
No, but they are.
They could count their points throughout the year and then say, look, I beat you all, or I beat Luke in last place.
And we will trust them because they are loyal fans. Whereas you are an enemy, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So Messi scored 2 free kicks in 1 game. Johnny, did you see this free kicks madness?
Yeah, it was insane. I mean, it's just pretty incredible, isn't it?
It comes on the back of, did you see the criticism Pele was making?
Pele's a dick.
Pele is a twat.
He's such a twat.
What the fuck?
Basically, so explain what he said.
So Pele, I don't know how this conversation came up. I think it was just talking about the best players ever. And he said Messi isn't very good with his head or his right foot, and he's only got one skill.
Which is
the ability to beat everyone
football.
And score.
Take the ball down anyway.
Yeah, he doesn't even flip.
And he also said, like, I think he put Maradona and Beckenbauer above Messi in the history book, as well as himself, of course.
I don't think. See, Maradona should be disqualified
for the hand of
because he's not a complete footballer, is he? He's also a twat.
Oh right, yeah. So Pele's going to be.
You can be a twat.
I don't know, I'm thinking Messi's the complete footballer. He's like, you know, he gets up when he's hacked down, doesn't dive.
Oh, right, you mean like that kind of stuff?
I think he's a good, yeah, he's a good man. But I don't know, all that tax evasion.
There's a tax evasion, yeah.
It's not possible to be a good man.
After, I think yesterday...
N'Golo Kante.
Ronaldo made some comments about Messi, did you see this?
No.
So I think Ronaldo was asked, does he miss Messi, like not being in the same league? And he said something like, no, I don't miss him. Maybe he misses me. Like, I challenge him to come to Serie A and see if he can score as many goals. I've come here and I've proved I'm a great player.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Messi to Napoli.
Yeah.
Well, there's no other team Messi could go to in Serie A.
Maybe they could just go to Inter.
Would be as good for scoring goals.
I mean, maybe he could just go to Juve and they could just
play together.
Wow. Who wouldn't want to see that?
It'd be interesting to see him at like Napoli and see how much he rips it up.
Yeah, he's not going to go there.
He's just got a new contract. He's getting like 50 million a year or something.
And although Otto's not here, he did message us with a good stat about Messi's free kicks, which was in the last 5 years,
4 years.
4 years, Messi alone has scored more free kicks than any other club, with like 19. I think Juve have scored 18.
In the five European top leagues.
So him as a man has scored more than clubs
as a whole.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Well, in summary, he's still the best player in the world.
Yeah. Well, though, according to the Ballon d'Or, he's the 5th best player.
Well, I heard on the awful Guardian Football podcast, which don't listen to it.
Listen to us.
Yeah, it's edited. And you don't even need B, because that someone was trying to argue that the Ballon d'Or is not necessarily who's the best player, it's who's had the best season. So
I think it's only become... People only think of it as that because Messi is just too good.
But what
and
kind
he would
of,
win it every year if it was for the best
What
player.
Kind of a wank award is that? It's like most improved.
Messi's kind of ruined the award for himself by just being, or just in general, by like, because before it was like there were loads of top players.
That's why Michael Owen won it.
And like, then the top player who has the best season is the best player in the world that year. Whereas it's just at the moment it's Messi, like, is just the best player in the world, almost regardless of what like other people do.
Yeah, like someone made the point, if it was his first big season, if it was his breakthrough season, he'd have won it, obviously, by a mile, like most goals, and just, but...
Oh, it's just dumb to say if you've had the best season. There'll be League Two players who've had their best season ever.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, I mean, but Luke, have you had your best season ever?
Probably it's alright. It's up there.
Well, maybe not. Well, if you had...
Yeah, pretty good, actually.
Yeah, right. I'm saying...
Where's my Ballon d'Or?
Yeah, you got... Yeah. Luke Stanford for Ballon d'Or, I say. You know what? We should go back to the Premier League because we didn't talk about a couple of teams. And, you know, it's like...
We didn't talk about most of the game.
Like, come on. Like, this podcast is meant to be balanced
Arsenal,
there you go. Speak about them.
Yeah, forgot about them.
Arsenal Man United in the midweek, we watched that game.
A weird game that was. Yeah. Really weird. I think Arsenal were the better team on balance, but like very scrappy goals, weren't they, all of them?
Yeah, it was I don't know, Arsenal. I mean, actually, and they also got a win against Huddersfield.
Yeah, so
still
unbeaten in 22 games or something.
Yeah.
Great. Torreira, though. Is it too early now to call him the real deal? Like, we keep
I think you can.
Delaying
I think
it.
He might be, if he carries on as he's playing, he might be a player of the season candidate.
Wow.
I would. Just because, like, not because like before you had to be like a goal scorer to be like player of the season, but now N'Golo has broken the mold.
Mm.
Why not give it to another chap?
I mean, he's having his best season ever. So.
Yeah, exactly. We talked about it a bit last week, like the whole kind of Emery hasn't changed the team that much, but this is a classic example of like how the manager can change a lot of shit without spending that much money.
Sarri as well.
Yeah. Is there a question at the end of this point?
Mourinho out?
Yeah. Just,
I suppose, speaking as a manager, it shows the value of managers.
Mm.
And, you know, some people say, oh, you've got all those players, like, I could do that job, just put them out on the pitch and let them play. Mm. Not that simple.
Not at all. The classic question that always used to be said about Arsenal is they were like a good three players away from a title winning side, and by that they meant like a striker, a really good central midfielder, a really good defender, and a goalkeeper. How many players are they away from a title winning side?
I'd say three still.
Johnny?
Well, I don't fucking know. Like.
Just give us a
let's minute. Go with two.
Luke, how many players are they?
I'm going to stick with three as well. But it's like it's almost like they've kind of acquired some of those good players, but everyone else has just got better.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I think to win a league, you need a bit of a deeper squad as well, which they lack.
Yeah. That's one thing we'll see about Liverpool, because Man City do have more depth.
Mm. They need it at the moment. They've got quite a few injuries.
Yeah. And, well, Gomez has got a few injuries. I think Trent's back this week for the Champions League.
What's happened to Lovren?
Lovren is just like, he has all those back pains and shit. And then, but I think he's just second class citizen now. Compared to Joe Gomez.
But Gomez was injured and he didn't play.
Somebody said Gomez had unlimited potential. I think I saw that. I think Klopp said that.
Wow. I mean, Troy said he was going to be England centre-back for like 20 years.
I guess if he has unlimited potential. West Ham 3, Crystal Palace 2. Luke, did you watch that game?
Where was this? When was this? It was Saturday. Not ringing any bells. I didn't really saw the highlights, actually. Mm. Oh, yeah. No, I saw the highlights. There were some good highlights. really nice goals from West Ham. Like, a couple of smashes in the top end, beautiful curl. Especially Snodgrass's, where he, like, it wasn't even on the floor. He hit it as it was bouncing slightly. Very impressive. Mm. And then Hernandez with, like, what a poacher's goal. That is, like, that's, like, the perfect poacher's goal.
He is a classic poacher, isn't he?
Don't you know what's up with Crystal Palace? Because sometimes it seems like they got good players and they could be pretty good, and then they don't really actually do anything.
I wonder if maybe Roy Hodgson is in a little bit of trouble, Johnny. You know, Zaha played, they didn't win. Zaha's now out for the next two games because he's got too many yellow cards, so they're not going to win those games. They could be, I mean, they're only 2 points above Huddersfield in 18th place. Roy's job on the line?
I don't think his job's on the line. Because I think he's, like, it's still, it's always a difficult game if you go into Crystal Palace.
It is always.
And, like, that's down to him. They were in dire straits before he came in.
Mm-hmm.
But
they are pretty low, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
They are pretty low, but I feel like they're still punching above their weight.
Really? So you think they should be lower?
Well,
to be fair,
especially without Zaha.
Yeah, their team is very average.
Like, what do they have?
Really just I mean, Townsend is essentially like, you know, Iron Robin, Mark II.
Mm.
you've got players like Schlup. They've got Leicester City and Manchester City before Christmas.
Ooh, yeah, see, that's her. It would be a massive mistake to get rid of Hodgson, though, I think.
Yeah.
Is he the last one of, like, the old England managers? Do you know, like, they all came in at one point.
Yeah. Oh, Big Sam, way too many of them.
Moyes.
Hughes has gone now. Pulis has gone as well, yeah.
Do you want to talk about I'm a Celebrity?
So, Harry won I'm a Celebrity.
I didn't watch that. Do you watch that?
I saw the final, actually.
Yeah. You saw the final.
Well, my house have been big on watching it, so I've seen bits of it.
How did Harry represent the football world well, Luke?
Yeah, he did, actually. Like, he'd always get in a football analogy where he could. He was just, like, a decent... Well, obviously, he was everyone voted for him, didn't they? So, like, just a decent bloke in general, wasn't he?
A man of the people.
Well, it's good. It's good to see those old fuckers go. To be fair,
yeah.
Make way for Eddie Howe. Why can't he manage more than one club at once? He's obviously
give him the bottom half of the table.
Is he not just the best manager in the league? Because it's like, look, the budget they have. The stadium is tiny. The revenue. He's taken them from like the brink of. Destruction they were a few years ago.
He's not
out of the Football League.
He's not, because
Guardiola's
the best, yeah. And all the top ones are. But yeah, there's definitely an argument, I suppose. But then that was always made about Sean Dyche as well, wasn't it?
Yeah. Can you see him going to the top job if the opportunity opens itself? Spurs if Poch leaves? Is it too soon?
I think he might be able to make the jump to... I mean, I say in Everton, obviously they got a new manager, but you know, like that so tier of...
But what's a level up from Bournemouth right now? I mean, if you look at the table...
Oh, yeah...
Why would he move to Everton when they're one place above them?
I suppose because if he had their spending power, would he then be... Could you do the same thing with Everton? And yeah, but you never know. I mean, that was always the thing about Moyes, wasn't it?
Yeah,
but with Everton, he was.
I think Eddie could do it. I'm a big fan of Eddie. I think he could break. I wouldn't want him to. I wouldn't want to see him at Spurs, because Spurs would always let you down.
I mean, like, I think he's. Yeah, I think he's really good. But you think about the big boys now, and it is like they all play incredible football. Yeah. Like with Arsenal now playing really.
Well,
like
I always thought maybe Chelsea. He could get the Arsenal job maybe one.
Yeah, year, I think that was. He was linked, wasn't he?
Should we talk briefly about Spurs? They won again, so it actually means they're third place.
The end of Spurs.
Their worst season, you know, of all time is actually turning out to be their best season of all time.
Barcelona tonight as well.
Oh, yeah.
They couldn't balance as well.
I had a quick look at the Barca team.
What's the lineup?
I won't give you the whole lineup, but no Messi,
no Suarez,
a bunch of genuine, like, youngsters. Coutinho's playing, Dembele's playing.
Coutinho apparently getting a bit of stick.
Vermaelen.
Vermaelen. The lost man.
Honestly, throughout, it's like the man, quite a lot of beating. Spurs will fancy their chance in a weird way.
At the new camp, then.
Well, it's as good a time to play them as ever, isn't it? Especially when you have to win, effectively.
Yeah. We're going to get the dual screen action, I think, tonight.
Yeah. Exciting.
Okay, the other Champions League game. I mean, obviously, this podcast will come out after the game has taken place, so let's reflect on Liverpool's 4-2 victory over Napoli.
It's
just the Anfield atmosphere in the Champions League now.
I don't know, but I'm too nervous to talk about it.
They go down 2-0 and then just have to score 4 and they just do it.
I can quite just easily see them scoring one goal.
Do they have to win?
They have to win,
they have
assuming PSG
more
win.
Than 2 or 1-0.
Yeah. No, 3-1 will do it.
Two goals or 1-0.
Okay, now can you please explain this to me? Because I was trying to explain this to my sister.
Yeah.
And I was like, first they do it on points, then they do it on goal difference.
No, see, that's where you're already wrong.
Oh, right.
First they do it on points, then they do head-to-head.
But what do you mean head-to-head?
As in, they do your two games, whoever's joint, they do their head-to-head. games.
Does the head-to-head then go to away goals in the head-to-head?
Yeah.
Or does
that, then that goes to away goals.
Wait, does it go to goals or away goals in the head-to-head? Because if it's just like 2-1 and 1-0...
It will go to goals first, like you would do like a semi-final.
So what's wrong with 2-1 then?
No, it goes to away goals.
Oh,
before. It goes to away goals before goals four.
Well, it goes in head-to-head. It obviously goes to like goal difference, just regular.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh, I see. Yeah, yeah. Like I see. Because they lost 1-0. If they won 2-1, the score would be 2-2, and then
they'd have an away. Napoli have an away goal.
All right, I like it.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. Okay.
Why do they go through if it's 1-0?
I'm guessing whatever they fall back to later.
Then it goes to regular goal difference across the table.
Right.
And I think that would be the same. Even on goal difference, but Liverpool would have more goals scored across the whole of the game.
Wow,
that's really
amazing.
Style. Yeah,
what a game football is. Mm. Eh?
Yeah.
What a game.
Well,
okay. so we can look at the Christmas period in a little more detail, perhaps.
It is a special time.
It is a special. It's
season.
The most wonderful time of the year.
It really is.
It really is. So let's not look at Crystal Palace's fixtures. Let's look
Are there any
fixtures.
Really juicy fixtures?
Well, it's Liverpool United next week. Obviously.
Yeah,
that's pretty much the only bit of juice next week.
Luke, you got any demi juice, semi juice?
There's not really any even demi juice apart from that. Oh, I guess Wolves Bournemouth might be interesting.
Juicy,
you know?
Wolves Bournemouth.
So that's not juice.
Yeah,
oh, Man City Everton again. That's demi juice.
That's not demi juice.
Everton's just going to get dipped. So.
Yeah, it's at the Etihad. Wolves, everyone. I started. You know how it was like, Wolves are amazing, they play such good football, oh my god. Then there were kind of murmurings of, they're not actually winning that many games. Then they.
Beat Chelsea.
And beat Newcastle. So maybe they are really good. I mean, just, you know, they're
well, I'd seen them a bit at the start and I was like, yeah, they're really good.
Mm.
And I didn't see them at all when they were losing. And now I've seen them again. Maybe it's to do with when I see them they do well.
I mean, the table never lies. I mean, they're 10th place. So maybe that, you know, makes. I mean.
The table never lies.
It does never lie. In fact, you could say maybe it does lie a little bit. It never lies at the end of the season.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because we all
yeah,
had
like
Watford
that.
Down
like
to
that.
Win it,
yeah.
Didn't we?
But
the table sometimes lies.
But at the beginning of the season, first game, it's definitely lying.
Mm.
Actually, I don't know, because it's just telling you the facts. It's just telling you, you know? It's just telling you that like, they've played as many games, they've won as many games. It's not lying to you.
I think early on,
but then it ranks
on,
them, though, doesn't it?
It doesn't lie, because everybody knows it's really early on. When you get into around... Or a bit earlier than this stage, the table can lie a bit because of who's played who.
Yeah.
But then mid-season, the table's not telling
any
more.
But it depends what you
based on some of our predictions, we feel like, I feel like the table's lied to us. Like, we had Watford as winning the league.
Yeah, well,
we also had Spurs as...
The
death of Spurs.
But that wasn't based on
the
table.
Was
that? You can't blame that on the table, that's unfair.
But I want to blame the table.
I feel like we saw one game where they played badly against Arsenal. And then
we looked at the table.
But they're doing fine on the table.
Watford were.
Oh, but Tottenham.
Yeah. It doesn't lie, because it's just, like, it lies if you're going to the table, you say, hello, table, I'd like to know who the best team in the league is, please. It might lie to you then. If you say, I'd like to know who has the most points, it's not going to lie to you.
Oh yeah,
that's what I mean.
Suppose,
but it's not claiming.
It's
not saying.
Lying.
You know, it's not lying.
It's the beauty of the Premier League, really, isn't it? Best league in the world.
Actually, maybe...
is that not the same for every league?
No.
By the dishonesty of its table.
I reckon actually now we have a real chance here to claim once and maybe not for all, but just once that the Premier League is the best league in the world.
I think it is.
I mean,
come
Man
on.
City beaten. You know, Chelsea losing to Wolves 1 week, beating the champions. Arsenal 2, Man United 2, Spurs losing to Chelsea 1 week, the next. Chelsea putting in an incredible performance. Wait,
I know what you mean.
You know what I mean. I mean, it's
I think the whole like, the Tottenham beat Chelsea, lose to Arsenal, Man U draw with Arsenal, Chelsea lose to Wolves. Chelsea beat Man City. That's it.
That's
some
correct.
Mad stuff going down.
How
but again,
it...
we're basing this on unpredictability.
Excitement.
Okay. The champion... Well, okay. Excitement's different.
League One, mate.
Quality plus excitement. Plus,
we're creating a formula. We need to do this.
Exactly. We should make a proper thing.
All that happened whilst Man City are clearly pretty unbelievable.
Mm, exactly. So we have immense quality.
I suppose just thinking though, La Liga, I suppose, is the closest rival, right?
And also, who's top of La Liga at the moment? It's crazy.
Yeah.
Who the hell knows?
It's all like crazy Seville. At the top.
Seville's top.
Yeah, but I think a club that came up in the top four over there.
Well, you can tweet
and the quality of football's...
Madrid are really struggling.
Yeah.
So
I guess, we need to see what... Yeah
we're in our Premier League bubble.
They're actually doing pretty well.
I think we need to see how the Champions League develops, because it's always a good mark of where the league is at.
Yeah, because you had the Spanish reign, then the German little period, didn't you? And then what's the last few years? Spanish again.
Spanish was Madrid, but they weren't actually that good.
No, they weren't.
Because what we need is, we need, obviously, Chelsea.
Lied. The Champions League lies.
Oh, the Champions League.
Fuck off. It doesn't lie at all. Lie. You make the final, that's it. Confirmed. Confirmed, very good side.
Madrid have won it for like 3-4 out of the last 5 years. Yeah, they haven't ever been that good.
No, that's not saying the World Cup lies.
Oh, the World Cup definitely lies.
Fuck that shit.
Freaking VAR wrong in the final. Like, do I have to bring it up again?
No, the World Cup does not lie.
The World Cup definitely does. Well, it's like, it's a game of small margins. It's always my World Cup coming, isn't it? Like, I think cup competitions lie, because not the best team always wins. I think league tables lie less than cup competitions.
Oh, this is another thing they were talking about on the awful Guardian Football podcast. Has the FA Cup lost its shine? Like, give me a break.
They say that every year.
Their argument is like, only the top four, like teams from the top six occupy the semi-final spots.
But surely that shows it's taken seriously. Like, they are the best teams.
Yeah, that's
maybe
what
they're making an argument that there's more of a gulf between the good teams and the shit teams now, so that you can't get like Fleetwood going to the quarterfinals.
But you still get like Fleetwood against, like, we played Middlesbrough, that was amazing.
They just inequality over at the Guardian.
They're too socialist. Yeah. Left wing commies, all that.
Well, I mean, do we want to play a quick game of Sex, Science, Cell? I mean, I don't know.
I suppose that's what we did before the quiz, so I suppose we'll have to go back to it, yeah.
Actually...
We used to have loads of games.
We did. We could do... Because, you know, we had that game of anything I can do, you can do better. Oh, no, the other way around.
Yeah.
One thing people have been discussing as potential rule change... Jasper, you'll know more about this than me. And Luke, seeing as someone who's played the game, I'm sure you'll know more than me as well. Johnny, I don't know about you.
I've seen a lot of games.
Yeah, you've seen a lot of games. Yeah, so maybe it's just me who doesn't know. Anyway, you at home definitely don't know, because I haven't told you. But, you know, so, like, when you take a goal kick, if I, the defender, come back into the box, it's retaken.
Yeah.
What do you think the remedy for this problem... Is it a problem, first of all?
Oh, they're just talking about what to do instead.
Is it? Yeah, well, maybe...
I think
I would say probably change it so you concede an indirect free kick.
No one likes indirect free kicks.
All right, indirect. Have you ever seen one? Well, yeah, because in this Copa Libertadores,
final, an indirect free kick.
Yeah, the most bizarre moment ever. So it's a really tense game anyway. Like, and I think it. Whoever, like, River Plate were 2-1 up. Then, straight away, Boca Juniors were in the box, and, like, the guy has a shot that is bounced up for a volley. Another player blocks it, like, with his studs up, but there's no contact with the player's foot.
Mm.
Player goes down. Both clubs, like, no one knows what's going on. And it turns out the ref given an indirect free kick. One knew. I assume... I was starting to think maybe indirect free kicks could merge this, not for this example, but like, you know when players kind of kick their leg out and draw contact, and it's really, and it goes to VAR and people still, it's 50-50. It's like, what if you give an indirect free
instead
kick?
Instead of a penalty.
But how disadvantaged, like, I feel like an indirect free kick, it's what happens a massive advantage though, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, tapped it, someone smacked it, and someone charged out and blocked it.
Yeah, so you can't score directly from the free kick. But some
free
kicks,
they're better than free kicks, but they're obviously worse than penalty. Does it merge it into? Yeah.
I like the corner idea.
I think the corner is the way back forward. To the,
is it a problem, though, as well?
It's not much of a problem, but I always think some teams do it to waste time. It's quite a good way to waste time.
Okay.
You pretend to do it, someone drops in. It doesn't even waste that much time, though.
No, but it does, but it's also...
Unless they swung
but
and
But it's also not it, time you can really add on.
Yeah.
So it's, I think a corner works quite well.
Okay.
If they do it, give a corner.
Because and it kind of makes sense, because it's like you're swapping around.
Yeah, no, I think that's...
Luke, this is completely unrelated, but I just noticed that in Gary Neville and Jamie Carragher's Man United-Liverpool combined 11, Eric Bailly had a place in the back four.
Where?
Next to Van Dijk.
You got man of the match, I think, against Arsenal.
Yeah.
Well, last year he was really good, actually. Last year's first year? For a good chunk of it, he was good. But did they do that list recently?
Just kind of killed the conversation.
Did they, did they do that list recently?
Yeah, because of the game coming up next weekend.
Who else is in that list?
Salah, Pogba, Matic, and then everyone else was Liverpool players, I think. Oh, they put De Gea in goal, but based on this season, that's
De Gea in goal.
De Gea's save rating, I mean, you can tell us the stats, but...
Is it poor?
He's not been as good as Alisson in terms of his
Well, he made some serious mistakes on the in the midweek.
Yeah, Luke, are you sensing a bit of De Gea decline, perhaps?
I wouldn't expect it to be like a long-term... I think he's definitely going through a bad period, but I think he'll come out of it because he's been good enough for long enough that... He's definitely a better keeper than he's being this season.
I do feel a bit sorry for him. Like, he was class for years, desperate to go to Madrid, like, fell through because of sloppy paperwork.
Yeah.
Then Madrid find, then the next year they get Courtois.
Also, why? I don't even understand why Madrid got Courtois in the first place.
Yeah.
No, that was dumb, wasn't it?
Because now they just have...
Is it just because of the World
Cup? So do they play Courtois and then they don't play...
Yeah, they dropped Navas.
Because he's just immense.
And they've been doing shit ever since Courtois basically went and go.
Yeah, I would feel a little bit for De Gea. Has he got 1 year left on his thing?
I suppose. I don't know where they're going.
Where's there to go, though?
Well, yeah.
No, you can tweet us, at Pilot Pundits. Where to go? You're probably thinking, why... Didn't I mention the fact that you can subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts halfway through the podcast? Because I normally do it before the quiz, you see.
Oh, yeah.
So,
that's why.
You can subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts. You can rate us 5 stars. You can follow us on SoundCloud, where you can...
only 5 stars.
Yeah, exactly.
I think we've got a new rating, actually.
Fuck off.
Because I always remember it used to be 6 ratings, and now it's 7.
Oh, no, it's been 7 for a while. I'm checking every day.
Did the Pickford episode get? Has it reached?
Has it reached its 100th episode? You know, actually, lads, our next episode is going to be our 100th. I mean, 20th.
Get up! Where have I been the last 80 episodes? Thought I missed one. You recorded 80 in the last week. 20th. We did something for the 10th, didn't we? Something very small. Right?
Something just like...
100 listens.
Come on,
Sir Jordan Lord Pickford, Russian horses still flying Spain out and sexy ladies on camera. We used to have quite lengthy podcast titles.
Yeah.
What
are our recent titles? You're kind of in charge of them.
Oh, I know. I hate doing it.
What are they short and
simple? I thought I'd make them shorter. But I think there should be puns in there.
Oh, I enjoyed the Pantilimon Python references.
Pylon.
Pylon, that's it.
Well, pylons are quite long, actually.
They are. Mm. But not longer than Peter Crouch.
No, they are.
Oh, that quiz was ridiculous.
A python is bigger than Peter Crouch.
Bigger than Peter Crouch?
Yes!
Right, this is part of the game. Can we have a point? Can I get a point for this?
I think
right,
please. Size a lot.
No, you're not getting a point for this.
Oh.
23 feet.
Holy shit.
It's like four Peter Crouch. He's all stacked up.
Yeah, fair enough. All right. Yeah.
Wow.
Johnny,
you
get a point for that.
Ooh.
No, I was up for the quiz, Luke.
Fair enough.
Okay, Luke. If you can guess this,
I retract my statement.
How long is an anaconda? If you get this correct, Johnny loses the point.
How long?
Does he have to eat
this
exact?
Is complete, can I object to this?
A giant anaconda.
How exact do I have to get this?
Within, let's say, within...
I think again...
No Googling, by the way, Luke, please.
Keep your hands where we can see them.
Within 3 feet.
Like a centimetre?
We're going imperial for this.
Yeah, babe, we're going imperial. Because, you know, height's measured in...
Within 3 feet. Whew.
That's giving
I don't know, I'm trying to read into something of the range that you've given me.
Yeah,
like,
I know, it might
that's
be too easy.
Pretty fucking big.
It's too easy.
Today, Lou.
21 feet.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
No, he hasn't got it.
Hey!
Incorrect, I think.
Nice.
Yeah, because 17 feet, actually.
Oh.
Oh, so close.
Yeah, I'm afraid.
I thought I was saying 20, but I put that one on the end.
Yeah, it's a game of small margins, Luke.
Game of small margins. We'll play Johnny.
Hang on, wait. That was the green anaconda. I was thinking about the giant anaconda.
This is bullshit.
No, no, wait. I was thinking about the giant anaconda. I'm pretty sure the giant
you typed
anaconda.
In green.
No, I didn't type in green. 29 feet. Fuck.
Yeah, I was going to say that was going to be enormous, isn't
fuck,
it?
That is
it's
so
called
big.
The giant.
What's the biggest snake in the world?
You know that. You know the sort of thing, but anaconda don't want none.
Yeah.
That is actually so long. 29. Biggest snake in the world. 30 feet.
Oh, so just slightly bigger than a giant.
Pretty
anaconda.
Much.
No, that's just the largest ever found.
Oh, what recorded one?
Yeah. Pretty good.
Yeah. That is really big, isn't it?
That is so long. That is actually really horrible.
Yeah, I mean, that's like 4.5 Peter Crouches.
He's a fucking pylon.
He is.
Maybe an anaconda is actually the length of a pylon. How long is the average pylon?
Oh, find out. Go on, find out.
I reckon they're like...
They'll be bigger.
50
huge.
Feet?
Yeah, 40 but feet. Anaconda's fucking 30 feet. Still.
So a python.
Three giant anacondas all tied together. Nearly as tall as a pylon.
Interesting stuff.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's just time for me to leave you with this.
We haven't done any simulations. Should we do the two Champo games tonight?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, you want to do one?
Yeah, I'll do one.
Which one do you want to do?
Okay,
too slow, Jasper.
I'll do Liverpool Napoli.
And it's. Okay.
Luke's doing actually some kind of hand signal while he does the note.
Have you always done that hand signal?
I could not tell you, to be honest. I just noticed it was happening then, but it might have been happening all along.
My answer is 3-2 Liverpool.
Is it not going to go through?
Oh, yeah, fuck. I thought they would, but no, that's the score, so they won't.
Harsh, but good game.
Yeah, great game.
PSG lose.
Oh, yeah, Red Star.
PSG could lose.
Is it in Red Star?
I don't think so, actually. Oh, no. You know, PSG beat them 7-0 the first game.
Yeah, so that will probably...
That was being investigated for match fixing. Do you know that?
Ooh.
Why do you need to match fix that game, though?
Well, because a bunch of people in Belgrade had loads of money on them to lose by, like, 5-1 or something weird like that.
But that's the kind of bet you would put anyway. Maybe. Maybe it's
but the fact that they beat Liverpool and drew with whoever else in the group...
I knew he was going to go with this mid... I knew he was going to do the midfield axis of Plod, which is... Gini Wijnaldum, Henderson and Milner.
Run. In the big games, it's usually alright, because of just energy.
But against Napoli, it was dead the other day, and PSG was quite dead as well.
Do you even want Hendo?
Because Keita and Fabinho at the weekend, but Fabinho looked good.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, I mean, if they win, I don't give a fuck who the players.
Johnny, are you going to do the Spurs-Barca game?
Yeah, I think they're going to do it, mate.
Spurs are going to do it.
Yeah.
Score?
1-0. It's going to be edgy.
1-0. Kane? Two Kane goals?
1-0.
Wow.
One disallowed. Okay. Luke,
Anything left for me to simulate?
There must be other games.
Maybe it's...
Oh, there's the Wednesday games.
Oh, there are other games in Champions League.
Oh, yeah. Actually, Man U got a win, don't they?
No, they're already through.
No, they're through, aren't they? Oh, yeah.
Hence that Fellaini goal.
Yeah.
Handball.
And City
Can't get into the Europa League anymore to make Champions League for next season. I remember it all now.
Why didn't you just
predict? What if Liverpool get into the Europa League? You know, it's so much worse than being out of the Champions League.
Oh, that'd kill you.
That's season over, because you've got the humiliation of being knocked out, and then, well, the humiliation of
unless you go and win League.
Wait, if you go out of the Europa League, are you going to go into the Europa League too?
Oh, fuck, that'd be it.
No, we can't do that.
You'll never be able to escape.
That would be so cruel.
Alright,
maybe it's time to wrap this one up, because you know there's only a few minutes to go until... Oh no, it's 8 o'clock kickoff, isn't it?
Yeah, but we need to make some food.
Yeah, so. Fine. Yeah. Alright, let's say a premature Christmas wish as part of our fond farewell to Luke Stamper. Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad. What's this? Especially for me, you're going to say this to everyone.
I'm going to do something. No, I'm just going to say, like, you know. Wish tidings of.
I thought it was a wish, as in like I was in some dire position and you were pitying me and saying, "Let's all pray for Luke Stamper in this time." But
we
if
could,
it's not that,
we could do that if you want.
No, I'm doing good. I'm fine. Okay. I felt a bit patronised, but no. Feliz Navidad to you too.
Thank you very much, and I'll see you for the party on Friday.
Oh, probably.
Yeah. All right, yeah, and let's say send tidings and of comfort and joy to. Jasper Kawaja, good to have you back on the podcast.
Yeah, it's been lovely to be back.
And
have a good Christmas. I assume we're going to be busy over the Christmas period as well. But
I think we definitely are. We've got one next week and then maybe a boxing... Well, maybe the day after Boxing Day. Yeah, yes. I don't know.
I can't do that, my cousin's wedding.
Really?
No way.
Two days after Christmas.
Mad time for a wedding.
Well, it's like, because he's married to Canadian, so... back for Christmas. He's already had a
Canadian
wedding.
Don't give a fuck.
They don't give a shit.
And then he's back for Christmas doing the... English part.
Is it Chad?
No. Sam.
You got loads of cousins.
Got loads.
Okay. Well, we'll find a time to do the post Christmas. Oh, it's New Year's as well. So it's mental. Yeah.
And there's one in the middle of there.
What? So really?
It's a game on the 29th.
Fit all kinds of games in. They do. They really get
creative. They're a bit more spread out, I think.
Hey.
Yeah, just the game to do with the Christmas period, like, there's not, like, so many on New Year's Day, but they keep playing up until, like, on the 3rd. I think that's when
they don't
Liverpool
all have
City
the same
the
deal.
Yeah, they always complain.
Oh, Liverpool City, fuck it.
Oh, we've got to play football.
Okay, well, let's say,
You haven't said goodbye to me yet.
I'm gonna. I was thinking of how to do it in a nice way, but after that, I will not. So, thanks, Joey, for coming on the pod. Let's leave. Oh no, Otto didn't like it how I did it before. I can only be bothered to say one sentence, and that sentence contains a Michael Owen quote. And that Michael Owen quote is: "If there's a bit of rain about, it makes the surface wet." Oh man, I can't get to the end of the sentence before I crack it up. Okay, merry happy holidays.